1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're talking about athletes, Olympic athletes, testing positive, Jay, for pseudoephedrine. Is that it? Jay, Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
What is that drug?
Yeah, it's called pseudoephedrine.
Okay, and what does that do?
It's a performance-enhancing drug of some kind. It is banned by the Olympics. Actually, pseudoephedrine, I think, was a cold medication given to a Romanian gymnast.
And what was C.J. Hunter? Now, C.J. Hunter is the husband of Marion Jones.
Right. C.J. Hunter allegedly tested positive for nandrolone. And at least 30 athletes and coaches from other teams have been found guilty of blood doping and other things like that.
All right, so you guys are a auxiliary police force, a volunteer police force?
That is correct, Phil.
What do you do, at least around the Olympics, what are you doing?
Well, what you have, Phil, in the Olympics is the biggest sporting event in the world, Phil, especially among young people. That's where they get their heroes. And that's why the kids are watching the Olympics, because the heroes are very important to them. And when they see their heroes using these banned and controlled substances, they're naturally going to do exactly the same thing. So the Citizens Auxiliary Police, in conjunction with the Rocky Mountain Volunteer Marshals around Los Angeles, and especially, I think, Columbine, Phil, what we want to do is check to make sure that these kids...
Why around Los Angeles? You're talking about high schools around L.A. and Columbine?
That is correct.
Why?
Well, because you do have kids who have had a very traumatic time over the last couple of years in Columbine, and we don't want them beginning to do things that could get them off the straight and narrow. If you get some performance-enhancing drugs going with these kids, you don't know whether they're going to pick up a gun or whatever.
Well, wait a minute. A kid at Columbine is going to take a performance-enhancing drug and be a better shot or something?
I don't know. I don't know, Phil.
All right, well, so... You, along with the other members of the California Citizens Auxiliary Police...
Right, Phil. With the California Citizens, under the command of Major Elvis Newton, in a joint operation with the Rocky Mountain Volunteer Marshals, under the command of Admiral Wesley Byrd, we will conduct random stops of high school youth.
Okay, that you are going to be stopping high school kids and testing them for steroid use?
Because of these banned drugs in the Olympics, yes, sir.
Now, how are you going to go about doing this? And these are just high school kids. You're not in Sydney, Australia, so you're not worried about the athletes.
We're not worried about the athletes, Phil. We're trying to save lives here at home, and we're trying to make sure that our young people are not unduly influenced by some of the negative activities of these athletes in the Olympic Games. The kids look up to them. Yeah, we think if you've got kids out there who are using these drugs, who are using performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, if they're using blood doping, whatever they're doing, they're beginning to affect them, their growth as athletes. And we want to set up random checkpoints, the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the RMVM.
Now, this is the Rocky Mountain what?
Rocky Mountain Volunteer Marshals.
For Columbine.
That's correct.
And you're going to be checking urine?
We'll be doing random urine checks, that's correct.
For everyone?
Yes, sir.
Even girls?
Yes, sir.
Well...
What don't you understand?
Well, I mean, you're doing a random urine check of boys, high school boys and girls.
Well, we're going to be discreet, Phil. We do have plastic cups that we are gathering samples in. We can cloak the motorists with a jacket if they're a little shy. I mean,
you know, you're going to have resistance, and you're not a real cop.
We don't use firearms, Phil. And you say we're not a real cop. We do have the constitutional right of citizen's arrest, okay? And I do have the constitutional right to make sure my community is safe, okay? And, we don't use firearms.
All right, but you're not a real cop.
We don't use firearms.
Well, how are you going to get somebody, how are you going to compel someone to take a urine test?
We can use a variety of techniques. You ask them politely. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil. We are very clearly identified. We wear a blue armband. We wear Bermuda shorts and a safari helmet, along with wingtips and black socks. We are clearly identified.
No, I understand that you're clearly identified, but how are you going to compel somebody? So I come up to you, and you are wearing your blue armband.
That is correct.
And you're going to get me to take a urine test?
If you're a high school student, yes, sir.
How are you going to do that?
We suggest to them, this is for your own good. It would be for your benefit. We are the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If you please take this cup, sit in the back of the patrol car, and give us a sample. And
you have patrol cars?
We do have. We have radio cars that we use. And my wife has given me her Suburban for the remainder of the week. I have a Chevy Blazer that Bob James' wife is letting us use.
Okay, so you guys have got, that's your patrol car?
Those are our radio cars, yes, sir.
So you tell the kids to get in the back seat and give you a sample.
Give us a sample.
And what if I refuse to do that?
Well, then we've got to do. We've got to go to Plan B, Phil. Yeah, we do have a number of ways to compel you to do this.
How do you do that? I mean, Jay, you got to understand.
Phil, we were just trying to save lives.
You got to understand. How are you going to compel people? You're not a legal police force.
Phil, we are parents, and we are a community patrol, and we are concerned with the safety of our children. And we, I think, should be allowed to exercise a maximum amount of intervention that is legally possible in this situation. We can't expect the police.
How are you going to compel a guy to take a urine test if he resists you?
We can use the knee collapse on him.
What is the knee collapse?
That's when an officer stands behind the perp and bends his knees into the back of the perp's knees, collapsing them, and then they are off balance, and then we push them down and zip tie their hands. That's number one. The other is our ankle drop, where we kick the ankle of the person. They reach down to grab their ankle because they're in pain. We take two fingers, pop them into the eye, not directly into the eyes, but just in the inside of the eyes, and then they go to grab their eyes, and that's when we grab their hands and zip tie them.
So then, the ankle kick.
That's correct.
You're kicking the guy in the ankle.
So these are techniques.
No, just tell me what the ankle kick. You kick the guy in the ankle, he reaches down to grab his ankle, and then you poke him in the eyes with two fingers.
That's correct.
And then what?
And then he reaches up and grabs his hand. I don't understand what you...
I just want to know the technique of what you're going to do to people to get them to comply to giving you a urine test, especially when they're high school students. Now, hold on for a minute, Jay. We're talking with Jay Santos. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. These guys are a volunteer police force, along with something called the Rocky Mountain Volunteer Marshals. They're going to be randomly stopping high school students in the latter part of this week and checking them for performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, and those kinds of things, because he's afraid that they're getting this from their heroes, the Olympic athletes. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. If you assault somebody that way, Jay, you could be in some very, very...
What assault are we doing, Phil?
When you kick someone in the ankle and then poke them in the eyes like that, that's an assault, correct?
No, that is an officer taking down a perp who is resisting a legal right...
Well, how is it legally... How could you legally force me to take a urine test?
You live in my community, and you're going to take performance-enhancing drugs and eventually get steroids so that you get brain cancer, then I've got to pay for that if you don't have insurance, okay? You see what I'm saying?
So you're saying if you got to go to the hospital, I have to pay? Well, all right, okay.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? You didn't think about that, did you? So I can stop you from taking the steroids that would give you the brain cancer, would force me to pay for your brain cancer treatment because you didn't have proper insurance, by making sure that I am giving you a steroid test, by making you pee in the cup in the back of my car.
And the girls, you're going to make girls do this.
That is correct, but we're going to hold up a jacket. I don't know.
How can you, I just don't know how you're going to do that, man. The girl is going to sit there and do what, squat over a cup while you hold a jacket?
You know something, Phil? I'm really amazed at you. I know you're a father.
I'm a father, but how are you going to get a high school girl to sit in the back of your car? I just don't get that. Let me take a phone call here. Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, thanks to the NRA, I'm a liberal guy that has a right to carry a concealed weapon. If this guy was to stop me, I'd shoot him dead, and
wait
then
a second,
I'd shoot him again.
I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
How dare he talk about...
I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary
right.
Police.
I don't know who he thinks he are. I wish he would stop me. I would like to see him stop me.
Do you take performance-enhancing drugs, sir?
No, I do not. I take arthritis medicine.
All right, that's fine. But if I made you pee into a cup to test that, would you have a problem with that?
I'd blow your eyes out, buddy, if you even you are a sucking pig.
Are you telling me, how can you force a man, how can you force a guy to pee into a cup? Because...
Well, if he's taking a performance-enhancing drugs, first of all, you're not a teenager, correct, sir?
That doesn't make any... And I wish you would put your hand on my teenager.
Well, I'll tell you right now...
I'd be after you more.
Do you have a daughter?
Yes, I got a daughter, and,
okay,
and
now
I
what are
don't
you gonna...
want you to put in her, and God didn't put you out there to look out for her. God looks out for her.
Well,
you
I understand that, sir, but we as a community, we've got to look
you
out for each
nut,
other.
Sir.
Well, sir, all I'm saying
you
is...
You are a nut.
Your daughter needs to pee into
you
a cup like
a
everybody.
Nut.
Your daughter's got to pee
if
into a cup.
If finds you in the park, he's going
you
to put you dig,
gonna...
dig a hole and put you in the hole.
You're going to make this guy's daughter pee in a cup.
I would. See, he's laughing about it, okay, because he doesn't care what's happening to these kids out there. Look at T.J. Hunter.
I live in the city, buddy. I know what it is to violate people's rights. My rights get violated every day, and I've had enough of it from the police. I'm sure not going to let you do it.
We're the Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir. We got to make sure everything's okay out there.
I don't care what you are. You're not authorized to do it.
Well,
you better not come near me trying to do it, or I'm telling you already.
You're a little old for it. We're only talking about high school students. You don't have to worry. If I do a knee collapse on you.
You won't get a chance.
Okay, what about the ankle kick?
You won't get a chance.
I won't get a chance.
No.
If you pull a weapon on me,
because I can look in your eyes and tell from you that you're dangerous.
If this man is going to pull a gun on you, Mr. Santos,
it's General Santos, Steve. Please,
I'm going to shoot
I'm
him.
Sorry, General Santos. If this guy pulls a gun on you, what are you going
to
do?
Then we go to Plan B.
I'm going to shoot him first. He'd never get to B.
What's Plan B?
You don't want to find out.
Well, you're doing the knee collapse, right?
We'll do the knee collapse and we'll do the ankle kick. And I can tell you right now, Mister, you won't be holding onto that gun for very long.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
So I'm talking about everybody's dead.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with General Jay Santos of the California Citizens Auxiliary Police about random checkpoints they're setting up around Los Angeles and in Littleton, Colorado, right?
That is correct, Phil, because of the Columbine deal.
Okay, so those are the Rocky Mountain Volunteer Marshals?
Right.
And you're the California Citizens Auxiliary Police?
That is correct. What we're trying to do is make sure the kids don't take performance-enhancing drugs. I don't know what that...
Well... Okay, but we have some legal questions here. You say that you're going to compel these kids to take urine tests.
No, these are teenagers, and they are children, and of course we do respect it, but by the same token, they don't have the full constitutional rights that adults have.
How do you figure that?
Because they're teenagers. They're underage.
Because they're under 18.
Because they're under 18, that's right. And also...
If you're zip-tying their hands because they're refusing, your brochure here says that you're going to compel them to take the test anyway.
We will compel them to take a urine test, that's correct. And with their hands tied, I can tell you what that basically means is we're going to have to assist in that urine test, and they're not going to like that at all.
Even with a girl?
Phil, I didn't make this world. I'm trying to save lives.
Even with a teenage girl?
That is correct, sir.
All right, here's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
My name is Ed, first time caller.
By the way, how are you feeling, Phil?
I got a cold.
So do I.
Go ahead.
All right, so do the local police know what this guy's doing? Are they aware of what's going on there?
Local police, we're assisting the local police, sir. Yes, sir, we assist them.
Are you sure the police know what you're doing? This sounds like totally authorized. It sounds like you're a Nazi. If you did that to my kid, you'd have a big problem.
Let me ask the caller to please watch your. Could you please watch your language, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's perfectly fine. I understand.
You're kicking the kids in the shin. You're sticking them your fingers in their eyes, and all I'm doing is getting the urine test.
They resist it. They're resisting the urine test.
I don't think you have any authority whatsoever. You have. Only, you must be a Nazi.
Sir, I'm not a Nazi. I'm a member of the United States of America, and I love my country. And I'm trying to, look at all the kids we got on drugs. Look at them all.
Well, look
and now
here.
You got what they call these performance-enhancing drugs.
I know. You got a problem with cold medicine. So, look, if
cold
you were
medicine.
Here on the East Coast, I'd like to take you into Brooklyn or Queens or somewhere like that and see how far you'd get with your... with your Nazi program.
Well, we can certainly call up General Wallace there of the New York State Volunteer Militia.
Oh, yeah.
Is that? Is that another...
That's another one of our volunteer organizations, yes, sir. And they'll go into Brooklyn and do what they have to do. All I'm saying is, if the kid won't pee into the cup, if you'll pardon my language, then you think that's funny? What if you find out your kid's taking performance-enhancing drug?
You know, I've been listening to talk radio since 1963.
Congratulations.
And this is the funniest thing I've ever heard of. I never heard of a nut like you that would get on the radio and say, this is what I'm doing.
You never heard of people, these kids taking these performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, what difference does it make if a kid takes...
What are these kids that don't have parents or something?
Taking these anabolic steroids for kicks.
Are these kids that don't have parents?
No, a lot of them have parents just like you who don't care. And you're the kind of parent don't care. You're going to let them run wild, taking steroids, drinking beer?
Just like me. Hold on,
wait a
bud.
Minute.
Hold on, bud. I raised four kids. I'm a caring parent.
Yeah, really?
I know what my kids are doing.
Well, you don't back me up. You need to back
me up. I wouldn't back you up for anything in the world.
So
you're
an absolute nut. You want
I never heard of a nut like you before.
Well, because I care about my my community. And you want your kids running around taking anabolic steroids and drinking whiskey, huh?
Wait a minute, you don't drop anabolic.
I bet you $1,000 your community doesn't even know what you're doing. I'd like to see you in any... I would like the local police...
Sir, the people in South Bay, Los Angeles know what we're doing.
I would like the local police call in and tell them that you have a go-ahead from them.
Jay, you know that you've had police question...
We've had a lot of police question. I've had the police question the Guardian Angels. But like the Guardian Angels, we care about our community. Now, we care about these kids popping handfuls of anabolic steroids and drinking white wine. And
wait a minute. You don't take steroids and drink wine.
Well...
That isn't how it...
Well, fella, excuse me, but I'm in the front line of law enforcement. I know what these kids do.
Well, Guardian Angels didn't do anything like what you're doing. This,
Have you got a daughter or a son, sir?
I have two sons and two daughters.
Well, what's the problem with them peeing into a cup just so we can see what's in there?
Because you don't have the legal right to make a minor do that.
Let me ask a question here, Jay. You have a woman's hand zip-tied behind her back. How are you going to get her to pee into a cup?
That's an unfortunate thing. I don't want it to come to that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't. It'd be scary.
All right.
Can I ask, how many kids have you made pee in a cup?
We're going to be sending over checkpoints in 24 hours, sir.
How many?
When we ask, they generally comply.
How many have complied?
Probably about... A couple of them, right? So far, two.
Two.
Well, we've
two
only just
two little wimps.
Two chicks.
Okay, your car phone's crapping out there. So we got who are they? Two women?
Yeah, they're two women. Nice young women.
You probably scared them, is what you did.
No, I didn't. They willingly did what we call a full squat.
They did a full squat. Here's North Hollywood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Trying to sell on the front lines of law enforcement.
North Hollywood, hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, yeah. You know, I'm really outraged at you, General, of you violating these kids' rights. You're saying you're an American. You're being a communist is what you're being.
Communist,
and you belong in Cuba somewhere.
Oh, so you don't believe in kids being taken care of by their parents?
By their parents? You are not their parents.
I happen to be a responsible adult, and I don't want these kids running around out there any more than you
and
do.
And so you're saying that their parents are irresponsible?
This is exactly what I'm saying. If you don't keep your kid from taking anabolic steroids and running around with their arms getting larger and whatever else those kids take that stuff for...
They're running around and getting their arms larger. Is this what you're really checking for? What is the problem?
These kids look to these Olympic athletes as their heroes. Now you got the CJ Hunter taking all this stuff. Romanian gymnast, she take all this stuff.
Look, sir, you making, and girls, too, and you're a man, making them... You're a pervert.
I'm well aware. You're short of molesting these people.
Yeah,
that's what you would say, but I'm well aware of how sensitive that situation is.
Sensitive?
That's right. Do you touch them in their genital areas to make them pee if they don't comply?
Do you put
your hand there?
Ma'am, I am on the front lines of law enforcement.
Hey, you know what? I work with high-risk kids in Los Angeles,
and we do use rubber
gloves. So, and we never, ever disrespect children.
They have rights as well.
You don't even treat an animal that way.
I don't disrespect them either, ma'am.
No, you disrespect them? You're a pervert?
Yeah.
You touch them unauthorized?
Ma'am, we wear rubber gloves.
Wait a minute.
I don't care if you're wearing rubber gloves. Who cares? You do not touch a child. In their private parts.
We're trying to get urine samples.
I don't care if you're trying to get urine samples or if you're getting your jollies. It is wrong.
Ma'am, I'm not trying to get my jollies. I'm trying to save lives.
Oh, yes. You know what?
Every time I put on those rubber gloves, I know I'm saving a life.
If you touched my kids. You would be sued. My husband would kick your butt.
Your husband,
if you touched my daughter
with rubber gloves or in any other manner in her private spot.
I'd have your
husband peeing in a cup in no time.
All right, hold on. That's great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show.
out there trying to say why too.
Yeah, but you can't do that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You can't just go and tell somebody to drop their pants and pee into a cup. Okay? It's a...
Phil, we are talking about teenagers who do not have the same constitutional rights. And we're talking about young people. Stop them now, and it won't take the performance-enhancing drugs later on.
And then, well, I don't know that it's your duty, your role.
If more people took, responsibility for what's going on in their community, would this be a better place?
And if, are you taking pictures of this? You said that you were taking photographs.
We have to take photographs on file. This is standard police procedure.
Wait a minute. When a young girl is
Phil, I wish you wouldn't continue to harp on that.
No, I want to get this straight. When a young girl is peeing into a cup for your urine test for steroids, you're photographing it?
We have to take those pictures for police procedure. They go directly to the FBI.
I you know what, man? I don't know anything about police procedure, but it seems to me taking a picture of a girl squatting over a cup at...
And you know, see, the way you're putting it sounds to me like it's one of those perverts who enjoy that. You enjoy it?
I'm not a pervert, man. You're the guy taking the pictures, okay?
Phil, I'm trying to tell you, you're trying to save lives.
Well, just answer my questions without inferring anything, please. Kingman on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would like to comment on this self-appointed KGB commandant and all his strip search procedures.
I'm a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You are nothing. You have no authority. You have no police history. You have nothing. You're a legend in your own mind, and you
are
a pathetic pervert. You're nothing more than a pervert. You get your jollies by it. You have no authority. You have no recognition by any police agency anywhere in this country.
Well, yes, I do.
You claim.
Police agency recognizes you?
Rocky Mountain Volunteer Marshals.
That is nothing. The Rocky Mountain Volunteer Marshals are nobody. They have no police authority.
And you, are you a police officer, sir?
I was. For 36 years, I've got you beat all to hell, pal.
You're a police officer?
I was. I am retired. You are nothing.
Well,
you
sir, I happen disgrace. To be a general in the Citizens Auxiliary
you
Police.
You are a general in nothing. You're a general screw-up, and you're a disgrace to this country and everything this country stands for.
Okay, well, you know what? You're wrong.
You are wrong. And I invite
wrong.
All the listeners of this program to hunt you.
To hunt me?
To hunt you. Target
hunt
you. And take
well,
retaliation against you.
I invite all the listeners of this program to go down to Kingman and look for some bent old man walking down
pathetic.
The street.
You
and,
are pathetic.
Which
you
golf
have
course
no you, common sense, and you have no rhetoric that means
what,
anything.
What park bench will be passed out on this week, so we know where
oh,
you are?
Oh, aren't you cute? You have
that's
no
right,
basis
I'm
in reality, my friend.
Well, my friend...
I wish you all the ill that befalls you, and I invite all the listeners of this program
what
to
what coffee
hunt
shop
you.
Will you be stealing the sweet and low out of this week?
Oh, you are sweet, but you
well,
have no authority,
sweet.
And you are a legend
I'm
in
sweet,
your own
but
mind,
you're low.
And you are a pathetic
sir,
pervert.
I believe you're pathetic.
And
I'd like to
Phil,
invite,
thank you
I'd
very
like to
much.
Invite
I'm
all the listeners.
Off, you're making me vulnerable.
Which golf course are you trying to get free greens fees at this week? See, he hung up.
Okay. I may be sweet, but you're low. Here's Paramount on the Phil Henry Show.
That man tried to bait me, Phil,
hi.
Into an argument.
Mike, I'd like to know what where to contact his police.
Yeah, 213-251-3189. Is that it, Jay?
That's right.
What is it?
213-251-3189. Got it?
Well, I'm appalled at what you're doing.
What I'm doing?
Not you, Phil.
Oh, okay. Thanks, dear. Here is Ashland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
As a father of three daughters, now, I
there
normally don't listen to talk radio a lot at night because I'm usually out with my kids at one youth activity
well,
or
you
another.
You know that they're not taking performance-enhancing drugs or any other kind of mind-changing drug, correct?
Well, that's absolutely correct.
All right.
Now, I was on my way back from picking my daughter up from band practice, and I heard this screaming loon that you've got on the radio tonight, Phil. Excuse me, I apologize. I had promised myself I would not get personal with this. I will tell
okay,
you
your phone call,
no,
sir.
As
you're
the father of three daughters.
Okay, your phone call. Just get to the point, will you? Okay.
All right.
I got to be honest with you. I'm the father of four kids. Hey. I want to tell you something. I'm the father. Hey, shut up for a minute. You there?
That's one of my daughters.
Hey.
I apologize, sir.
You know what? I'm hanging up on you. You know why?
Why is that?
Because you're a long-winded bore. You're not listening to anything that anybody's trying to say here.
I'm
not impressed with your credentials, okay? And I would hasten to add that my screener should do a better job. Okay? Pops? Bye.
Jesus, Philip.
And I don't want to hear anything out of you either. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. We have Jay Sanis, who's a member of the Citizens Auxiliary.
Why don't you take that guy's call?
Because I didn't want to listen to him go on and on and on with his preamble, okay? I want phone callers on this show to get to the point. If they don't get to the point, then we hang up on him. I will train the callers to this show to do exactly what it is I want them to do, or they will not be heard. That's just the way it is. That's the cold, brutal reality of life. That's the cold, hard facts of this show. Nobody comes on here and does a tap dance. No one comes on here and extemporaneously begins their rap. Nobody comes on here and does poetry reading. They do what I want them to do. Get to the point. But that's just the way it is here on the Phil Henry Show. Here's your music. And wherever it is, God bless you, man. Well, that's fireworks. I'm sorry.
Where's my music?
I don't know. We don't have it. We'll have it when we come out of the break. How's that?
That's fine.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry, with General Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are randomly stopping cars with teenagers in them around the Los Angeles area and the Littleton, Colorado area because of Columbine. Is that right, General?
That's correct.
All right, and you're going to be having kids taking urine, giving samples of urine to make sure they're not taking performance-enhancing drugs.
That is correct.
Why?
So it's very obvious that we have Olympic Games coming 2004. If we've got kids who are into taking performance-enhancing drugs and qualify for the Olympic team, then they get disqualified after they win gold medal, you're going to have a lot of people very upset over the fact that America went and embarrassed itself. We don't see America embarrass itself at all.
We don't want to see America...
We don't see America embarrass itself at all. We want to see these people go out there, play clean, and come back and do a great job here in the United States.
Oh, so this is all about America embarrassing itself at the Olympics, so you're giving kids random pee checks in their cars now.
That is correct, because I believe you get the problem early, and you're able to eventually solve the problem. And I'm sorry a lot of these parents don't understand the fact that we're touching these kids. We got to touch them to get the pee.
Oh, man. Here is, you know what?
I'm sorry, Phil. You don't understand what it is to be a police officer.
I guess not. Here is Corona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Brandon Chatham. I'm 18. I just graduated from high school.
And, have you ever taken a random pee test?
No, the whole thing is whenever I play sports, you have to go take a physical and piss in a cup, and they test you for whatever you're taking, right?
That's correct.
And so why don't you leave it up to that? Why
because a lot of these kids are not involved in athletics directly, a lot of the girls especially.
If they're going to be competing in the Olympics, then obviously they're playing sports in high school.
What kind of car do you drive?
It doesn't matter, dude.
All right, well, if we pull you over, we wear a blue armband with a pith helmet. If we pull you over and just ask you to pee in the cup, you got a problem with that?
Yeah. I got a big problem. Why don't you leave it up to the parents to have their kids tested?
Because a lot of these parents are drinking. A lot of these parents are into drugs themselves.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay, all right. You finish talking.
All right, well, I'm just saying, a lot of these parents are not responsible enough. They're passed out on a sofa with their boyfriends, dancing to Cream or Creedence Clearwater or whatever that garbage they listen to.
Okay.
And you come home, you want to study, and there's your mom drunk in the living room. She's not going to give you a pee test.
Okay, then do it the right way then. Do it the right way, as in when you pull over, you pick them up and say, we're going to do this the right way. You need to appear at this date at this certain time. If you don't, then we'll have a warrant for your arrest, all that extra crap that you can do. But you tell them to appear, and then you do it in close quarters.
Well, we've got to get a photograph of it.
Then you could do that in close quarters, not on the side of the street, dude.
Why can't we take a picture? At least take a picture of the general, and then.
Why would you do that, man?
Dude, no. This guy's full of crap. Dude.
No, I'm not full of crap. I'm trying to tell you that we're trying to save lives.
Yeah, you've been talking about saving lives, and all you're really talking about is using a rubber glove and helping people pee into a jar.
This kid's laughing at me in Corona.
Yes, I am, dude. You need to do this in close quarters.
You laughed at me, and you and I got trouble. Okay, you're not going to do a little dance.
Oh.
All right, so...
All right, look, officer or general...
I'm a general.
General Santos. I think this young guy is making a very good point. Do it in close quarters somewhere.
Why do I want to do that? Well, it's easier just to do it off the side of the road.
You're full of it.
Well, I don't think I am.
So you want to get pulled over on the side of the freeway while hundreds of people...
Well, we're covering you with a jacket.
Oh, that's bull crap.
We drape a jacket over your lap.
This isn't real, dude. I've never heard of this. This is
I can tell you this is absolutely real.
This is bull crap,
dude. You see our blue armband, you pull over.
Yeah. Okay, you see his
I'm
blue armband.
I'm going to run from you fools, dude.
What?
From you fools, dude. If I see you, you can catch me, dude. You're not going to catch me.
You will be that will be in pursuit.
And then you're going to use all your mumble, you're kicking me in the shin. Bull crap, dude.
If you flee the P-test, we will pursue.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Thanks for calling. Kicking me in the shins. Here's Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I was interested in the conversation.
One
of the things that
talk to me about that stuff.
One of the things that I'm a little concerned about is if this is going to be done in Columbine, a place where the kids already have felt violated.
Yes.
And they've had their safety and security violated.
That's true.
It would seem to me that having somebody standing outside grabbing you by the nape of the neck and telling you you got to pee would be a very great violation of their privacy.
Well, we're just trying to enforce the law and make sure that there
is Where again have you gotten the authority to enforce the law? Now, if you're going to tell me
we are a volunteer force, we are merely an assistant police force. Trying to help
you're
in
an
the
assistant
retraining
police force.
Of young people.
That smacks of no authority whatsoever, not to mention the fact that you're not following correct procedures.
Are you in a neighborhood watch program? You're in a neighborhood watch program. You understand
actually,
what you're talking about.
Actually, I am in a neighborhood watch program,
right,
and
well,
I still
exactly
wouldn't do that,
that
to the kids or my neighbors.
Well, you may not, but we do, okay?
Well,
that's
you know,
why,
and
leave it up to us, okay?
And really, it's a situation, though, what you're
well, you
doing
don't, but we
is
do.
Not...
You don't,
do you know
but we
the
do.
Names of these kids?
You
when
don't,
you stop
do.
Them, do you know their names?
You don't, but we do.
Do you know the names?
You don't, but we do. We do it. You don't.
You do what?
We do it. We stop them and pull them over.
Why?
Because you won't.
Well,
we have
sir.
To do parenting for you because you people don't want to be parents anymore.
Well, you know, that's
we
not actually true.
All right,
thanks
but
for
I
your
do...
call. Here is Salinas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
She won't, but I will.
I got that already. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I got to tell you, I'd rather my child be on anabolic steroids than be molested.
Molested, ma'am? That's pretty strong language. All we're doing is using rubber gloves.
You know what? If you were to touch the genitals on my child, that is molestation.
No.
And if you're photographing it's molestation.
Do you understand,
Jay?
You're going to get yourself in trouble, and you're photographing it?
Yes, we're photographing it.
That's child pornography,
and
that
is sick. No, that's for the very reason why this lady is going to try to get me for child molestation. We're photographing it to prove that we're not molesting the kid.
Oh, I got it. That makes sense.
You're touching their genitals. That is molestation. You are touching their genitals.
Technically, no.
You said it.
Technically, no, not if you're wearing rubber gloves. It's not.
Yes, you are.
No, it is not. Not if you're wearing dish gloves.
You know what? You know, this has got to be...
No, ma'am, I will...
What do you mean by dish gloves? You mean the ones that you wear when you're washing dishes?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
And
so, let me ask you, do you guys go down to the supermarket and get a bunch of rubber gloves before you go out for your checkpoints?
They're a lot handier. Yes, we do. So the lady, ma'am, the lady in Salinas, please rest assured, we're not molesting your kids. We're wearing rubber gloves.
You're not molesting my kids because you're not going to be within a million miles
of
my child.
We're going to be in Salinas next weekend.
You know what?
So,
I'll tell you what. Don't come here because people here love their children. They don't want you anywhere near them.
I know they do. That's why they invited
us
up there.
But let me tell you
who invited you up there?
A Salinas Citizens Group. They invited us up there. They want us to set up checkpoints.
In Salinas?
Yeah.
So I hardly doubt it.
You hardly doubt it? Then you really believe it.
You know what? Let me tell you this. I have a son who's 15 years old, and I had him tested through his family physician.
See?
And it's up to the parents. If the parents are concerned about their children being on drugs, and I'll tell you what, that young man, that 18-year-old young man, he had a really good point because you said your point to this was you didn't want our country embarrassed in the Olympics
right.
as a result of somebody testing positive for drugs.
Exactly.
And like you said, any high school student that participates in athletics has to submit to drug testing.
Yeah, but a lot of these kids don't get into athletics until they get into college. And
well, you know what?
Is,
if they're not into
people
athletics,
over for drinks and cocktails and food for the Olympics, and we blow a gold medal, then what do you look like?
How many athletes?
You look like an idiot.
How many gold medalists
so
in the Olympics started their sport in college? Come on, they start. You know, some of those kids.
That's very true. How many?
Yet.
They all start in high school. So I think a lot of this stuff that you're saying is baloney. We'll take one more phone call. Dayton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
A lot of stuff I'm saying is baloney. Just to have these people calling your show, they're nuts.
Yeah, they're nuts. Hello, Dayton.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I'm a state trooper, and I'd like to know where this guy went to the academy.
You can back me up.
And received his credentials, okay, by the court to be able to do what he's doing.
Why were they citizens auxiliary police?
Exactly. You said it.
California.
You said it. You said it right there, citizens patrol.
Are you in
Ohio? You do not even have the means to make a citizen's arrest.
Are you in Ohio?
Yes.
Well, then you must know the Ohio Volunteer Brigade.
There's no such thing. You know what you are? You're a militia. You're a self-appointed general.
No.
You're a militia.
Well, no, I don't.
Do you know the constitutional rights?
Yes, I
do. Do you read these kids their Miranda rights?
Can you read their Miranda rights, yes or no?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
But what do
you want me to do?
Go ahead and do it.
All right. You have the right to remain silent. Well, now you guys got me on the spot.
No, come on. Do it. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
You have the...
See, you don't know it.
No, hold on.
You have no court authority. You're not
right.
Even commissioned police officer.
You have the right to remain
volunteer.
Silent. You have
Would
the
you
right
like
to
me to say it for you? Would you like me to recite it? Because I was taught.
Hold on.
I have 6 months of extensive training to be a state trooper.
I know how to do it.
And if I pull over a juvenile for drinking and driving, I still have to treat him like an adult. I have to have probable cause.
I'll get it
sooner
or later. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to be.
He doesn't know it.
To be an attorney.
You don't sound like you know it.
I do know it. I'm nervous.
Go ahead.
Would you like me to say it for you?
I know it. You have a right to some kind of a lawyer.
Before we ask you any questions, you must understand your rights. You have the right to remain silent.
Right.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in
court. Of law.
You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions and have him present with you during questioning. I don't think I need to say any more.
There it is. Yeah, that was it.
You have no constitutional powers to make a citizen's arrest unless it's a felony and someone's life has been threatened.
Well,
okay? In the state of Ohio,
what do you mean you disagree?
Less than 100 grams of marijuana possession is a minor misdemeanor. My misdemeanor, which means I can give you a ticket and let you go home, and you can pay for it later. I don't have to arrest you.
You've never heard of the Ohio Volunteer Brigade.
There's no such thing.
The Ohio Volunteer Brigade.
You come to the state of Ohio, let me talk to you one-on-one, and we'll sit down and discuss this.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That's the law.
If you're
in Ohio,
a militia,
like the
and you're freaking playing with other people's kids, You're a pervert, and you belong in jail.
I'm a pervert.
And I guarantee you have no assistance from the local police department.
You know what?
The way things are in Los Angeles,
Phil, I want to be
there's
clear
no way
something.
The local
Go
police
ahead.
Department would be backing
Hold
you
on.
Up.
All right, I want to be clear. I want to say something
to be on this.
Are you telling me that just because I photograph kids' genitalia and use rubber gloves on them...
That's pornography, buddy.
Are you trying to tell me
that's pornography? You're a sick man. Why you want? I don't want to take pictures of people out here. Why do you?
You're telling me I'm a pervert?
Yes.
Where do you get that?
You're looking at little kids' penises and genitalia.
I don't understand it.
You're looking at a little... You're taking pictures of little kids' genitalia and using rubber gloves.
Now they're teenagers. They're little kids.
That's a pervert where I come from.
Well,
if I did that in my job, I would lose my job and I'd be put in jail.
Well, I come from California. That's not a pervert.
Yes, it is.
As far as I know.
Authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police,
hey, by the way,
state
officer,
troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens auxiliary police.
These
are the pictures you want to train?
Whose training, skill, and courage have enforced
and
preserved.
Trooper. You've had no training as a police officer. Hello?
Okay. I don't know where he went. Thank you.
Hung up.
Officer, thank you very much.
Hey, not a problem.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.